exists between one Eiver and another, the attachment exists between one and another, and sometimes there might be such a massive loosening that it could be considered alpedin like necro. So that's why, so actually, when a behemoth falls off a certain height, so everything is possible. It's possible that as a result of that fall, so the tzloim or mamish dislodged and dislocated, and it's possible that they were not dislodged, but there was just a slight loosening of the ribs. Not that they were dislodged, just a slight loosening. You know, certain people have trouble with their back, and they go to the hospital, and then they take all kinds of tests, and then they are told that there is a loosening in the attachment of the ribs. But that doesn't mean that the ribs were dislodged, you see. So when a baby falls off a certain height, so we anticipate everything. We anticipate the maximum. It's possible that one of the ribs, that a rib and the chulia was dislodged. Mom is dislodged. And it's possible that it wasn't dislodged, but just a slight loosening. So that's why Rashi says, "Avol cheshish nisras." In other words, that means just a slight pirul. And then he said, "Vinisparko ibareo." That means a massive loosening, not just a slight loosening. Now, you'll see what Rashi says here. That now from the base. Omdo must listen koyeshen of nagam viomdo loyof in its chashia meis leis avum dike baye bichuta shetre uvishvira sfer tzloyes uvatina sfer veichad loyomdo afu vatkanuo vinimtze shleimo treifo mishum achvat. So he says avum dike baye, if it's omdo, so dike is baye, but you don't have to wait meis leis, you don't have to wait meis leis. So he says, so where do you have to make it dike? Bechuta shedre, uvishvira sreif tzloiz, uvakira schulye. In other words, veheiche, de lo yomdo, afu bat kanua, vinim tse shleim o yitreifo, mishu machvat, she nispar ko pelkeo vichol yisel. So that means, it wasn't neka. There wasn't such a massive loosening of the vertebrae and the ribs that it could be considered neka. Just a little bit, there was a loosening from the addition and the attachment. So, v'im holcho afu tikele baye. So, but Rashi doesn't mention it. This Rashi could be explained in accordance with the Shita of the Ramb. But Rashi should mention the Mishnah. So apparently, Rashi held, so this is what he says, v'im tam mitrei. Now Rashi Shita is, we saw all the time that Rashi Shita is that the Eina Chayo is just a statistical fact, just a simen, and all the treifes are grounded in the Aloch L'Mesh M'Sinai. Why is Nikubes Arei a treife? Because Aloch L'Mesh M'Sinai said it's treife, not because it's Eina Chayo. Eina Chayo, that is a coincidence that it's Eina Chayo, but it's a treife because Aloch L'Mesh M'Sinai declared that it's treife. So, one of the treifes of the Aloch L'Mesh M'Sinai is Noflo Nagar. Now, it doesn't mean that the Noflo, in other words, if it occurs as a result of a Maki. So, as a matter of fact, the Meiri mentions that there are three types of Nifulo. Now, one of the categories of treifes of Aloch L'Mesh M'Sinai is Nifulo. So, the Meiri says there are three types of Nifulo. Nifulo, let's explain the mission. It's here I have it in the mirror, Kuflam and Gimel, Taf Kuflam and Gimel. Nifulo yesh b'shleish amini. Echot, shenoflo mimokim agaveya, asorot vochim, v'yisuro mishum risi givorim. Beis, sheikuo b'makir, mitzad hor bo shol behimo. That's the Gemara. Oyach, mitzad orko, im posak ha-makir b'emtza ha-shev. That's not the filet, but it's also a koye, a certain bang. When a behemoth falls from a certain height, there is a bang, and then when you hit the behemoth with the make, or gimel if shenechvad al pnei amayim. So the Gemara also mentions the halacha. So the fuller doesn't mean that in the fuller. The fuller means because there is a bang, and suppose behemoth will fall off from a certain height upon a pile of pillows, so then it will not be a tree. So it's not in the full of the fall from the dropping from the heights. So it's because of the bang of the akoya. Let's say if a behemoth will go in an aeroplane and then it will end, so then it will not have a dinner in the full of. So it's because of the chvote. It's because of the chvote. So memele, so in the full of means chvote. That's what the full of means, chvote. So that's one of the makis of the Aloch HaLemeshim Sinai. Now, according to Rashi, Rashi Shita is that the Chayo in a Chayo, that's simoni. That's not an essential fact. So each treife is a treife because Aloch HaLemeshim Sinai declared them as treife. But as a matter of coincidence, it's in a Chayo. So Memele says, one of the makis that the Aloch HaLemeshim Sinai declared that it's treife is nifula. In other words, if there is a loosening of ivor, if there is a loosening of ivor, and even though that loosening of the ivorim of the attachment of between one ivor and another, between one tzela and another tzela, between one bone and another bone, I mean, is not. It does not constitute any necro or nifsiko. It doesn't come within the category of necro or nifsiko. Just the loosening of the volume. So, if, let's say, the same loosening of the volume would occur as a result of a disease, the baby wouldn't be treif. Let's say the same risuki volume would occur as a result of a disease. So then, the behemoth wouldn't be. The behemoth wouldn't be a treif. The behemoth wouldn't be a treif. As a matter of fact, I mean, people who have bone cancer, so then, in the final stages, so there is a thaw, loosening of ivorim, in both senses, in the sense of Rashi and in the sense of the Rambam. Because according to Rambam, risuk means squashing. So, I mean, it happens, I mean, this tragedy that I know of a certain woman who had bone cancer and she had to lie in a certain way, otherwise the doctor said that any bone might break just like that if she will not lie in a certain position. So in other words, there is a softening of the tissue, of the bone tissue, of everything. So in other words, if there will be a risuk ivorim because of a certain disease in the behemoth will not be a treif. When will behemoth be a treif for if the risuk ivorim will result from a maki, from a bang, from a chvote, from a nifuro, or by hitting with a maki over the behemoth's back in a certain way? But if the risuk ivorim, the piruk ivorim, or the softening of the ivorim will result from a chili, from a disease, it will not be a treif. So the halacha l'mishmas in Adir Rashi says, "In tam mitreifes." Why do we say, "With more or mashim shoas ameis leitz v'shochzek shem"? So in other words, this is part and parcel of the halacha l'mishmas in Adir Rashi, because according to Rashi, treif in achayo is just the simen. So every treif is bounded by the halacha l'mishmas. So certain makis make the behemoth treif. That's the halacha l'mishmas in Adir. One of the makis is nifu. What does nifu mean? So nifu doesn't mean if the behemoth fell off and there was no chvote and fell on a pile of pillows. Then it's not a treif. But if there was a chvote, If there was a chvoti, a banging, so then, and there was a risk of volume, a loosening of the volume, so the halacha is not declared. If, let's say, if that risk of volume, if that loosening of the volume was so substantial that the behemoth couldn't even survive for more than 24 hours, so that kind of a risk of volume is matter of the behemoth. That kind of risk of volume is matter of the behemoth. Is matter the behemoth. But if it shows us, so then we see that even though the behemoth might have suffered a risk of volume, a loosening of volume, but that risk of volume did not destine the behemoth to die within 24 hours. It all depends what kind of a risk of volume. You know, sometimes somebody falls off from a certain height and he's taken in an ambulance to the hospital and then he lives for 2 hours. Sometimes somebody falls off from a certain height, from the fifth floor, the sixth floor, and he lives for 2 days. Sometimes for 5 days and then he dies. And sometimes he lives even for a few months and he dies. So, even if he lived for a few months, so it means there was a risk of volume. There was a risk of volume, but the question is, what extent, how massive the risk of volume was? There any dangerous, a slight risk of volume, and to a risk of volume, where all the volume became detached from each other, you know, as a result of the fall. So the Aloch HaMeshim Sinai declared that which kind of nifulo is straightforward, if it is the kind of nifulo that destines the behemoth to die within 24 hours. If the risk of worry was to such an extent that behemoth could not live for more than 24 hours, so then it is a trefor. But if this is considered a substantial risk of worry, but if there was a risk of worry, there was a loosening of the volume in the attachment between one rib and another rib, between one vertebra and another vertebra, or let's say there was a loosening in the joints of the volume, but it was a slight loosening of the volume. And in other words, and it wasn't so substantial. It wasn't so massive, so astronomical. I mean, this, the risk of volume, then it's not a trade on the basis of risk. It's not a trefa on the basis. Only, so Memele, if it wasn't sure, Meisle is. So even though we are waiting after the Shriti, in other words, we shech the behemoth after 23 hours. We just waited 23 hours after the fall, and we shech the behemoth. And then we are waiting. We don't find any kubo, we don't find any kuo, we don't find any psuko, nothing. I mean, the lungs is not punctured. And the chulias are not dislodged from their places. So it's still trefor. Why? Because since it was nishra 23 hours after the fall, not 24 hours after the fall, so mele we anticipate the possibility maybe the behemoth, as a result of the fall, suffered such a substantial loosening of the Ivorim that if we didn't share the behemoth after 23 hours, so after 23 and a half hours, or after 23 and 45 minutes, the behemoth would have died. So in other words, it's possible that the behemoth suffered such a risk of Ivorim that it couldn't have survived for 24 hours. So this is part and parcel of the Aloch HaMeshim Sinai. Rashi said it in so many words. In other words, what kind of a risk of volume resulting from a fall, from a chvote, is matter the behemoth? Only that kind, if the risk of volume is so massive that the behemoth couldn't survive for 24 hours. So if we share the behemoth before 24 hours are over, how do we know? Maybe it couldn't survive. Maybe it couldn't survive. Now, but if the behemoth, as the Gemara says, if the behemoth walked after the fall, So then, even if it wasn't sure, even if we are Sheikh the Behemo, 1 hour after the fall, but before we are Sheikh the Behemo, the Behemo not walk. I mean, walk to it, so doesn't require anything. I mean, was able to stand up and hold its balance. So if the Behemo was able, let's say, after the fall, to hold its balance, so that's a raya that the risk involved, if there was any risk involved, we don't know. But that's a raya. If there was risk involved, the risk involved was not so substantial, was not so massive, that the behavior was destined to die within 24 hours. Because if the behavior had suffered such a massive risk involved, that it couldn't survive for more than 24 hours, then it wouldn't have been possible for the behemoth to hold its balance without someone supporting it. So that's a raya, that it didn't suffer that kind of risk of worry. That's all part and parcel of Halacha Mishpisinat. But a bdike, it requires. A bdike requires. Now, if it's Halacha, if the behemoth kept on walking, so then it's a raya that the risk of worrying did not involve any dislocation of a chulie, did not involve any dislocation of an aver that is makriv, did not involve. So because the behemoth walked, so you see, I mean that nothing happened to the behemoth. Somehow the fall didn't affect her because the behemoth was able to walk by itself. But if the behemoth was not able to walk, but was able to hold its balance, so then it means and walk not. What does it mean? Why couldn't it walk? Something must have happened. There must have been a slight loosening of the body. There must have been a slight loosening of the body. But the fact that it was able to hold its balance is a raya that the risk of volume was not so colossal, was not so astronomical, was not so massive, that the behemoth wouldn't be able to survive for 24 hours. Because if the risk of volume had been so massive and so astronomical that it couldn't survive from such a risk of volume for more than 24 hours, then the behemoth wouldn't have been able to hold his balance, to stand up. But that doesn't prove that there was no loosening of the volume. There still might be a loosening of volume. And maybe there was still a necro too, because a behemoth that suffers a necro of a chulie could still stand up. Could still stand up. So maybe we have to be baited. This is what Rashi says there. So this is what Rashi says. Nofum nagag mishochta miyat reifo afo pishein sheva mirepo cheshishim shenisrasku vinisparku yivoreo vein tam bitreifes shaloch elemeshe misinae uvidmoro omar shim shoaso meisleis vishochto kshiro viafo pishelo yomdo. Alright, this is Rashi. Now let's go to the tomb. Nifuo aso keisa behemo shenoflo midobo goveya or shenoflo libei im yesh mikreiso adamo came in. That's all the gemores. I mean, we went over all these gemores. Im yesh mikreiso adamo kim shenoflo shom yutvochim cheshishi shem nisrasko yivereo. So if the behemo fell, if at the time that the behemo fell off a certain height, the behemo was standing. You know, sometimes when a behemoth falls off a certain height, the behemoth might be in a position of standing, and sometimes when a behemoth falls off from a certain height, it might be in a position of lying. So it depends. We have to measure 10 tvochim. 10 tvochim. Now, 10 tvochim, we know that 10 tvochim is important. I mean, the height of 10 tvochim is important in endangering the life of a person or of a behemoth when it falls. So, in other words, if somebody has a bear that is 10 tvochim deep, so then he's able to sustain on the bisachon. Because that's a constant process. Even though, I mean, on the basis of probability, so most of the people who fall into a bear of 10 tvochim do not die. But when it's a question of human life, so we have to be cheshish for a mew too. We cannot rely on probability of 61% or even 80% or even 90%. We have to be cheshish for the Shoshana Khaikatu. So a height of 10 Tvochim is significant in establishing Yisakon. So we have to measure 10 Tvochim. But if the Behemo fell off as it was standing, so he says, now you'll see how the Mechaber first Siman. Oh, Nifu Asu, Keita. Behemo Shenoflo. Im Hoiso Imedes Al Ragleo Kishenoflo. If it was assuming a position of standing and then she fell off. Then we have to measure the 10 Tvochim not from the level where she was standing, but from her belly. So, im yesh mikreis al amokim shenofla shom yu tvochim cheshi shi yishem on nisrasko yivarel. Vim oiso shecheves, but if she was assuming a lying position on that upper level, vim isgalgo, and then she fell down, she rolled down, vim oflo, so then we measure the 10 tvochim from the upper level, let's say the roof, the ground, the roof. In the case where the behemoth fell off a height of 10 tvachim, and there is a din of nifulo even if it fell off from a lower height than 10 tvachim. So it all depends. If it is noflo me'atzmo, or somebody else pushed her down, but the behemoth, the one that was pushed down, was conscious, was aware of the fact that somebody is pushing her down, and the behemoth also has some instinctive intelligence. So Mimele, in that case, if it's Pilu Achiri, Viyodo, Shereitzim Lahapilo, so then we require 10 Tvachim. But if, let's say, a behemoth fell off by itself, or somebody pushed her down, and she knew that somebody pushed her down, so she was alerted to this danger, and the behemoth instinctively feels that there is a certain danger facing her, and then she adapts herself. I mean, this is one of the characteristics of every animal, I mean, of every living thing. I mean, the capacity to adapt itself to the situation. So the melee, if the behemoth falls off by itself, and she knows, she is aware, or even if somebody pushes her down, and she is aware of the fact that somebody pushes her down, so then she adapts herself to the situation. And if the height is less than 10 tvachim, there is no sakon. There couldn't be any risk anymore. Aval im yipelu achirim shaloi midai, o yafil yodo bekach, elo she yipelu amibasachas, so she was taken by surprise. She didn't have an opportunity to adapt herself to the situation. Alright. Now, the two. The full aso, Keita. Behemo shenofu midalog aveyo, shenofu lebeirim, yesh mitreis adamok shenofu shom yutvochim, cheshin shem nisras kivarel. Vafilu beit, kinei se mitzin, eise shleimo, mikol vivarel ot treifo. Shevadai. There was another girl say Shemon Israsko. One girl say when the two was Shevada Israsko. Another girl say was Shemon Israsko. Avo kishinrei boshumshin. V'chein kol kayeitze b'ze. So if she wasn't sure 24 hours, and we were sheichet the behemoth, let's say after 22 hours, after 23 hours, and then we made it thorough bdike by all the experts, and we didn't see anything. Anything. We didn't see any kubasarei, we didn't see any of the markers of Treibis. Nothing. Still, it's Treibis. Why? Because there was a risk of war. So why is there a risk of war? How is it we don't see it? We don't have to see it. I mean, there might have been a very slight loosening of the limbs, or there might have been a very slight crushing of the tissue, and we can't. Maybe doctors, when they'll take all kinds of tests, they'll be able to detect it. But the naked eye cannot see it. So, memele, avo pishin rein bo shinu, v'chin kol kayetz beze, kigin shetov. It doesn't mean dafke falling from a height. It means any make that involves a chvote, a bang, kigin shetov for the keisa. Let's say, push the behemoth, someone push the behemoth against the wall. Oy, dos abragmo. Let's say a human being or another animal just trampled upon the behemo. There is also a bank, so that's also like nifulo. It's not aloch l'mish misinai dafke nifulo. Nifulo is an example of a chvot that might entail risuk ivor. Oy, dos abragmo. Oy, yiko be'even. Bichol gufo. V'chein adin be'eiv. Shenechvat al dovokoshet. That's the Gemara. There is also a chvotet. V'im sho'aso meislei. So what? So then we are hesheish even. So one girl says vada nisras kevorel. And the other girl says shemo nisras kevorel. V'im sho'aso meislei. Yotso mechlal v'si kevorel. It doesn't mean that there was no slackening of the attachment in the Ivorim. No, even if it's Shoaso Mislays, and even if it's Shoaso 10 years, that there still could be a slight loosening of the Ivorim. But if it's Shoaso Mislays, so that means that if there was any slackening of the attachment in the Ivorim, if there was any risk of the Ivorim, it was at the minimum. It was a minimum. It wasn't at the maximum. It wasn't very massive. Yotzo mechal v'si givori, v'niteres al nebdike, sheyiv du geisu kineget kol acholo, im ushleimo, mikol yutches treifes ksheiro, v'im lav treifo. Now there is a very interesting Lashon HaRambam. I don't know whether I have time to discuss that, because tomorrow I would like to finish treifes and then discuss a certain shaila. There was a bill that the Department of Agriculture years ago, before the Second World War. So Germany was the first country in the world, Germany, that was the first law against the Jewish people that Hitler Yimach Shmei issued the day he became Chancellor of Germany. So he issued that decree that you cannot allow a ritual slaughter, kishrit, because that's not in consonance with compassion for animals. Hitler was a big Tzar Balchaimik. He was a very compassionate person. So that was the first law, the first day when he became chancellor. And then Sweden, which was a very progressive country, followed, and Switzerland is up to this day. Switzerland, you cannot have all the meat that the Jews, and there are many Orthodox Jews in Switzerland, all the meat that the Jews eat in Switzerland is imported from other countries. So what was the law that is, well, Hitler Yimach Shmei, so he just forbade Shrit, period, that's all. But Sweden, it was a progressive country, and Switzerland, so they passed the law that one cannot exercise ritual slaughtering unless the behemoth, the cattle, is knocked unconscious through electrical current, through electricity, because just to give the behemoth to administer anesthesia to the behemoth, that wouldn't be strong enough. Because when you start checking the behemoth,
So even if you administer the ether to the behemoth would wake up. I mean, that was an empirical observation. So the only thing that wouldn't wake up the behemoth is if you administer an electrical shock, which knocks the behemoth unconscious. Himum al dechashmal. So then there is Rabbi Chilo Weinberg al Vasholem, so wrote Sridei Shehol Sefer. So the question was presented to all the Dei Yisrael in those days, in the beginning of 1930. I mean. So then they started to, I don't know when, what year the law was passed. Maybe the law was passed in 1932, but in 1930 they were talking about it. So the question was presented to all the Dei Yisrael. There were a few daily who felt that in case of emergency it could be moderate, but most of the Dei Yisrael, including Reb Chaim Meiser and Rav Shover, I mean, Meir Shapiro, everybody, I mean, asked it. And the few who were disposed to be moderate changed their minds. So the whole Shaila, I mean, I would like tomorrow to discuss, I mean, why? Why did they all answer it? As a matter of fact, right now, the Department of Agriculture wanted to introduce a bill in Congress that would require knocking the behemoth unconscious before ritual slaughter. So I met with a few other rabbonim, with Robert Lifshitz, and he assured us that that bill will not even be introduced. Because I told Robert Lifshitz, I'm sure that this bill will not be passed. But I can tell you only one thing, that the first law that Hitler passed was, this was not such an accurate report, because Hitler's law was that ritual slaughtering is forbidden, but I told him that way. The first law that Hitler passed when he came to power was to require knocking the cattle unconscious. And then you know what other laws. And then the laws of Nuremberg followed. And if you discuss that on the floor of Congress, so that will arouse so much anti-Semitism that I'm not so sure that there will not be a congressman who will have the audacity to suggest that the Nuremberg laws should be adopted as an amendment to the Constitution. So he said, God forbid. But anyway, that bill was not passed. So tomorrow I would like to discuss, I mean, the Shilas, why is it osel to knock the behemoth unconscious? Because Rabbi Chilo Weinberg himself was natal heter. He was natal heter because he felt that if we Rabbonim will not be makil, so then Orthodox Jews will not be able to eat meat in Europe. That was the situation, you know, in the early 30s, because it was like an epidemic, you know, of Tzar Balachai. Everyone saying, pointing the finger at the Jewish dietary laws and ritual slaughtering, that this is not in consonance with compassion for animals. All right. So now, first of all, in one of the main reasons as to why they asked it, because usually when a behemoth was knocked unconscious, so the behemoth fell down with a sudden strong bang. So because of that, Chaim Eiza said that it's halacha of nifulo. It's halacha of nifulo. And then the slaughtering had to take place within a misles, you see. So Memela, that was one child. That was one child. All right. V'imsho aso meisles, yotso mechval visu kivorim, v'niteres al vindiki, sheyivtiko eiso kineget kol acholom, im mishleimo mikol yud chesreifes, kshelom, v'im lach treifes, kosev l'ramba, וכן אם נסחס כל מעבורים שבפנים, ונפסיד עוד צורוסו. A very strange lotion in the Rambam. Now, the Rambam mentions the halacha of Nefula in several places. So first he mentions it in Perek Tes Milcha Shechita Halacha Tes. Behemo shenoflo min agag, im holcho in cheshishimo. Vim omdo velo yolcho cheshishimo. In other words, so, im holcho in cheshishimo, we don't have to make it dike, we don't have to bother. Because that shows that everything is normal. I mean, no major injury was suffered by the behemo. But omdo velo yolcho, so it's a raya that it wasn't so massive that it couldn't survive for more than 24 hours, but still cheshishim. We have to make it digging. Kof tzomach masatzmo in cheshishim. Hinichol emaylo motzol emato in cheshishim lo shemonof. That this is in Periktes halochetes. In Periktes haloche yudai. Kol mokim sheomarno in cheshishim lo mutel nishchik miyad. Veinitzoich livdei kshemon israsi keiva. וכל מוקים שאומרנו חי ששמו אם שוחתו צורך לבדי כנגד כל החולול כולי מקודקי תורוש עד הירך אם מוצו בו טריפו מנטריפי שמונינו אוי שנשרסק איבר מנעבורים שבפנים וניפסידו צורוסי הרי זו טריפו. It's a very peculiar expression. ניפסידו צורוסי. So then the Rambam says, "Afilu nisrasik, eiver min yivorim sheim nitlu ksheiro, kein tchur ukloyes harizu treifo, chutz mebeisorechem sheim nisrasik harizu teres." That's the Gemara that we learned, that we don't have to be cheshish when the blood is born, even though the blood emerged from a very narrow womb. So ein risuk mebeisorechem. But for all the other yivorim, so that's the Rambam's raya. Since the Gemara says, "Ein risu meisarechem," you see, there is a machlekes reshem. Some reshem say, and that's the shita of the cold boy, I think the one with the kabbayis, that's his shita too, that risu givorim is only matrim de behemo in a neiver that a nekev, if it's nital, it's reim. Let's say, if there is a risuk involved in the lungs, suppose the lung would be taken out. So then it's treifah. So if the lung is nisrasi, whatever nisrasi means, according to the Rambam, nisrasi means crushed. Whatever crushed means. So there's some shame in the shita of the Berkabayis, the Kolbeis, that when do we say that risuk involved is matter of the behemo by the full law? Only if the risuki volim overtakes a neighbor, which if it is nital, it's matter. Let's see the long. So if the long is nital removed, it's treifor. So if the long is nisrasik, it's also treifor. But let's say about the tchul, the spleen. Suppose there is a risuki volim in the tchul, in the spleen, or in the kidney. So if the kidneys are removed, it's not treifor. So mainly the Berkabai says, if the kidney is nisrasek, or the spleen is nisrasek, it's not treifo either. The Rambam is chayik. The Rambam deduces it from that Gemara, because the Gemara says that ein risuk ivorim bebeisarechem. So the question is, why does the Gemara have to mention bisarechem? Nital bisarechem is ksheiro. So mainly, there is no risuk in bisarechem. So it's a raya that only bisarechem risuk is not matri. But other ivorim, even ivorim that nikav and nital is not matri, let's say kidney. Suppose there is a risuk ivorim in the kidney, or risuk ivorim in the trul, nital atrul, there is a risuk ivorim in the liver. Well, nital like covid ligampe, so history. But let's say trul or kidney. So it's not treifa, even though it's completely removed. But still, if it's nisrasik, the Berkabayis is chilek, and the raivet is isofik. So the Rambam says, "Im motzo bo treifa min atreifa shemoninu, oi she nisrasik iva min yivorim shebifni, ve nifzido tzorose." How is it treifa? What does it mean by nifzido tzorose? The form was destroyed. What does it mean, the form was destroyed? It's a very strange expression. the form was destroyed. Does it mean that the mare changed? So then it's, you shouldn't say Nisus Rosse, you should say Im Shino Hamar. Im Nishtano Hamar. He said, Nipsido Tzorosse. How is it over? What does it mean with Nipsido Tzorosse? Afilu Nisrasek, Eva Mino Ivori, Shein Nitlo Ksheo, Kigin Tholu Kloyes. So the Rebbe says, Omar Avrom Zesok. And he has another Sok. The Rebbe does a Sok. In that machleket between the Rambam and the Kabbais, as to whether Risuk is Vorim in a neighbor that Nital is Ksheo, whether Risuk is Trevor. So the Rebbe Kabbais says that it's not Trevor. If Nital is Ksheo, so we don't care about Risuk. And the Rambam says, no, Nital might be Ksheiro, but Risuk is worse. So the Rambam does something. Now, and then, he says, Vasimoni menitzrichim dike bikam, he says, Shein afile mimameches oiso. Now, the Gemara says that if a behemoth fell off a certain height, so after Shrite, if it shows up, took 24 hours, then we have to be Vedic, the whole organism. But one thing we don't have to be Vedic, the simon. But at every other level, we have to be Vedic. We have to be Vedic according to the Rambam, we have to be Zimachlik as a Shemi. But according to the Rambam, we have to be Vedic the Meyach too, the grain too. We have to be Vedic. Now, so, as a matter of fact, the experiments, many experiments were done on cattle that were knocked unconscious through electricity, through a strong current of electricity. And then, and who are not Nishchat. So it was found in most of these cattle that there was a lot of water in the brain, and then many, many sirches on the lungs, and every sirche, every addition that was on the lung of those behemoths that were knocked unconscious through electricity, so you couldn't even take off the sirche, because the moment a doctor tried to take off the sirch and the lung, it tore completely. So that presented other shilas. The experiments, you see, the reason as to why a few gdelim were disposed to be matir because of the emergency, because they didn't, they gave the psak. They gave the psak before these experiments were performed. But then when they heard of these experiments, they all retracted their psak. But most daily, I mean, asked it at the very outset. All right. Now, then the Rambam says, "Naloch yitches v'asimoni meinon tzrichim dike bikam sheinam file mimameches oison." So you see that what of mamayach mean? Mamayach means crushing. So in other words, that according to the Rambam, risuk does not mean, as Rashi says, loosening of the volume, but risuk means crushing. But crushing doesn't mean that it's ground into little tiny pieces. In other words, if the tissue becomes very softened, and is very softened, so that's called mimuach. All right. Now, so he says, v'imshah samei sleis, yotzom l'chol risu givolik, v'niteres al bimtiki, sheyivdiko eiso keneget kol acholo. After Chavdala choice, because of the Rambam, the Chayim Nisras from the Ivorim Shebivnim, Vinifsed or Tzoroso, Trevo, Afil Nisras Ekeiver, She Nital Kule Koshi, Kim Trul Ukloyes, Trevo, She Orisu Kiesem Nantolo, Viane Kuvo, Viameach Vasimoni, Einen Tzrichim Diki, Einen Tzrichim Diki. Now, this is the sheet of the Rosh, that the Meach doesn't require the Bdike either. But the Rambam Shita is that everything requires Mikveh. Alright. V'imomdo teich meisleis o yafilo lo yomdo rak poshto yodo lamed yotzo mechal visi givori ki lisho aso meisleis v'daylo biblikoso v'daylo biblikoso holcho o yafilo lo yolcho rak sho okro rak leo leilich. The two, so he says, the Chiyam de Rambam. So according to the Rashbo and the two and the Rambam, Omdo means Omdo Mamish. Poshto Yod Lamed is not Omdo. Even though Poshto Yod Lamed also determines, I mean, is indicative of a certain ability to hold its balance. Because if the behemoth couldn't hold its balance altogether, it couldn't even be Poshto Yod Lamed. But the Rambam Shita is, it has to be Omdo Mamish. And holcho means holcho mamish, not just okro agleolas. But the shita of the two and the Rosh is that if it's poshto agleo, okro agleo leilich is considered like holcho, and poshto yodo lameid is considered like holcho. All right. The chiyuv of the Avraham Adin Orav of the Rosh al kotzav Roshim ubaluyito kosav ve'anano yidne lekem al dibodi kubinon holcho. Since vis-a-vis Bodko. I'm sorry, vis-a-vis Omdo. Bdike is required, and it's Bdike of the whole organism, so we are not keen. We're not keen. But Holcho doesn't require Bdike, so that is Buter even today. Alright. Ubei, Beiv, Shenechrat, Neamayim, Cheshi, Shil, Isu, Givori, Vim, Shot, Milo, Ikomose, Mimato, Mimailo, Vim, Samayim, Ari, Kiruch, Vim, Tzor, Bdike, Vim, Shot, Milo, that we learn from the Gemara. Vim, Shot, Mimailo, Mimato, Eze, Kiruch. Because im shot mimato lemailo, so it's against, gravity. So that requires, so then it's a raya that it did not suffer such a massive risk of war. Because if they had suffered a massive risk of war, it wouldn't be able to swim against gravity. Majenke vim shot lemailo lemato, so it's with gravity. So then it's no raya that he didn't suffer a massive risky volume. Maybe he did, but he just swims with gravity. We learn in the Gemara. Was mentioned in Mechaber. Aval im pelu achirim, afil lipoches miyut cheshishim. Lifichof, tzchorim hamenakrim zeze, vineifim learetz, cheshishim lirisut. Cheshishim lirisut givorim. Aval im loy noflo, ein cheshishim. Vim yodo tchilo shereitzim lapilo, ein cheshishim. Mipnei sheneyetzes, siponero, bierets, umarzekes atzmo. So even an animal, has enough instinctive intelligence to adapt itself to certain dangerous situations. Lifichoch shvorim shemapilim plisheichto ein cheishishim lehem afilu im nishma keilom binoflom kofzo midaito afilu nimokim govei aharbei ein cheishishim loishne kofzo mechalin shemikeize o loishne ma'arubo shebemtza agag. לפיכך אם הניחו למיילו ומוצו למטו איכי שלו, שונתי למימה מעצמו קופצו, ואפילו יפלו האחרים אם נופל על מסנאו איכי שלו, לפיכך גנובים שגומבו בהימו מן הדיה, אפילו ישליחו, we learned that in the Gemara, אפילו ישליחו מהימה לגדר של גובי המאי איכי שישי, שמחבנו להפיל על מסנאו. In other words, גנובים who steal and they have to do everything in a hurry and secretly. So, they stole the Gemara talks of the Ganovim, steal rams, the alien, and then they want to avoid being caught by the police, so they when they reach the Geder, so they don't have the time to go to walk through the door of the Geder, because somebody might see them, so as soon as they reach the Geder of their courtyard, they just throw the rams over the Geder, over the Geder. So then, it doesn't require any bdikim. Why? Because after all, they want to use the rams, they are stealing it. So they are very concerned that the behemoth should not suffer a serious injury. So they aim to throw the rams in such a way that the rams should fall on their loins. Mimele, they will not sustain any injury. שוגבי מי דחי שמחב מאפיל על מסנאו כדי שתוך הלוח עושה פניהם דחי בישור שמרזיר על איסו אם מחמס שתשו ומרזיר על איסו שמחב מאפיל על בניין שלא יפסיד דור so they also aim to throw their rams in such a way they shouldn't suffer a serious injury אבל מחמסיר ומרזיר על איסו they return it because they are afraid they'll be caught הם ישרם לכך וחי ששם הוא בהשלי לד אף על פי שבישורכם הוא בו כמצר even though it's a very narrow room, in chayin shishin lo yivarishu divarim. That's the Gemara. Afilu im reyim reyesim, shin yoch lamin, dumuta l'shich t'miyad, im yodu ashikol lo chadosh. Eif shenech vada al dova koshek, kigen al talis, shen yitach, o yal gabi vishosin, shen yish ben kshori, v'yad, that's the Gemara. Val gabi dak, shen yipay, the Gemara mentions many examples. Shen yipay, tzma pishton, lava gdrochim, val gabi choy, shal dekev, chayin shishin lo yivarishu. Because in all these cases, it's very likely that the behemoth suffered a very big chvote, bang. V'im nechbat al dovarach, k'in al talus kofur, v'al chilagas, v'chayetze b'ir cheshire, nidbu ko knofov b'devek, she'tzodin eisit bay, v'ne arbat. Im shnei knofov nidbu ko b'daf, she'tzodin eisit bay, cheshishim, v'im loy nidvak bay, ala echod mehem, ein cheshishim, shu pereach miyad b'knaf habez. Now, all right, Zmin Mechaz. The full aso, keitza, behema shenoflo, imo iso imedes, al ragleo ki shenoflo, im yeish nikrei sal mokim shenoflo, shom yitvochim, cheshi shin shem nisraskim vareo, vimo iso shechebes, vinizgalgo vinoflo tzor, shi yegiva mokim asoro tvochim, viodi binu giva asoro tvochim, davki vinoflo maatz, oi yipilu achirim, viodo shereitzim, lapilo, avol yipilu achirim, shalo imidaito, oi afil yodo bikach, אלו שיפילו בבסחס, אפילו בפוחס מעשור הטבוחים, חי שישים לו. נא, ביחילק בזה, בבהים אולי, דבי פנה מדינו אחי. נא, let's see the שח, נסיף על, a very important שח. אוי יפילו אחר, what does the מחבא say? The מחבא makes a distinction between the case of נופלו מעצמו, and the pilu acherim v'yodo sharitzim la'pilo on one hand and on the other hand the case of pilu acherim shaloi midayt so if it's not from atzma or pilu acherim v'yodo and the behemah is alerted to the danger so then she's only a trefo if it fell off if the behemah fell off a height of 10 tvoch but if it fell off a height of 9 tvoch in mat but pilu acherim shaloi midayt or Yodo Bikachel, she blew Basachas, she was caught by surprise, in other words, she couldn't adapt itself to the situation, then we are Heshesh, even Bipoches Masorot. So it appears from this Gemara that even in the case, that even in the case where the Behemah alerts itself to the situation, but if she fell off a height of 10 tvachim or more, then she is a trefo, even though she is alerted to the situation. So in other words, when do we say that if the behemoth is aware of the danger, so then the behemoth adapts itself to the situation and there is no sakone, only if the height is less than 10 tvachim. But if the height is 10 tvachim, then the behemoth is a trefo anyway, even though the behemoth is aware. That's how it appears. That's how it appears. So King Kosov comes to Bishyos, because the Kosov Arash go around, Ahod Beisa Mitbachayim, Eim Bim Shemurisi Givor. So the Afal Pi, She Govei Ayu Tvoch, that's the Gemara Mifreshes. The Gemara says that in the Shochti, so some Shochti were accustomed before the washeichet, the bulls, so they drop them from a certain height. So then, so the question, so the Gemara raises the question, how is it muteres bachile? Maybe they suffered his gemora. So the gemora said that the bulls were very aware of the fact that they were dropped. So mele they adapted themselves to this situation. So mele there was no choshe of a risa gemora. That's what the gemora says. Now the gemora doesn't say what kind of a height it was. Beis HaMikvachayim, the slaughterhouse. Maybe the height of the Beis HaMikvachayim was 6 tefachim. But the Rashba and the Ran say that the height of the Beis HaMikvachayim was 10 tefachim. So still the Gemara says that it's not treife on the score of the fulo, because you're the trilo and the bulls and they alerted themselves and they adapted themselves to the situation. So we see from and the Mechaber passes this din Sifyut. Now turn to Sifyut. Sheyo sheyo bitzu. In this siman. Sheyo sheyo bitzu. Rishchite. Afal pi shenofal nifilo gdeilo. Sheyesh lo kol. Even though there is a blast from the fall. Beishem apilenese in cheshishem. In other words, the bull has so much instinctive intelligence that he can adapt itself to the situation. And even though he's dropped from a great height, more than 10 tefachim, so he just, as he lands on the ground, he steps with his ponaim on the ground. If he's also bound, so then he couldn't adapt itself to the situation. That's a Gemara. But the Gemara doesn't say what kind of a height it was. The Rashba and the Ran say that it was a height of 10 tefachim. So we see from this thing, so here's the kasha. Here the Mechaber says in Sifalev, here the Mechaber says in Sifalev that if the behemoth knew that it's going to make a fall, so then it is not in the floor, it's not a treife unless it falls off ten tefachim. But if it falls off ten tefachim, so then it is a treife even though it. If it falls off from 9 tefachim, then if it knew, it's not a treife. But if it's 10 tefachim or more, even if it knows. But then the Gemara says, but the Mechaber paskens, afal pishen el nofal lefilo gdeilo sheyesh lekol. What does that indicate? I mean, even though he doesn't spell it out, what the Rashba the Ran says, that it's a height more than 10 tefachim. But since he says, nofal lefilo gdeilo, what does it mean, nofal lefilo gdeilo? Probably 10 tefachim. I mean, if it wouldn't be 10 tefachim, he wouldn't call it lefilo gdeilo sheyesh lekol. Yishlokol means a blast. There's probably considerable height. So we say, since the sheir is needs upon of it adapts itself to the situation, so mele, it's not a treif even from a height of 10 tefachim. Of 10 tefachim. So the question is, but here he says, v'hod binu giva asara tefachim, dafke binof lamat. There's the question. So the Taz also has that kasha, but for a moment. So the Taz says at the end, so he mentions that kasha, and he says at the end, Yafsif Aleph, V'chimdume she'toyes nizdakho lifnei kulmes orav b'ze, lifnei kulmes orav b'ze mis. In other words, he's chilek on the Mechaber's din. The Mechaber here in Sif Aleph says that if the behemoth was conscious of the fact that it's going to make him fall, to leap. So then, it's only treifo if the height is 10 tefachim. Not if it's less than tefachim, but if the height is 10 tefachim, it is a treifo, even though the behemoth is conscious and the behemoth is alerted itself to the situation. But from Sifyut it appears, so he says, Toyes nizdamno, Lara. Toyes nizdamno. So in other words, he's chilek on that. The shach is not chilek. Now let's see. Uma shekosach v'im yoda yor atchilo v'istam v'nira didas amchaber didafkez. So the shach reconciles the Mechabas Din Yisif Aleph and the Mechabas Din Yisif Yud. According to the Taz, there is no harmony between the Mechabas Psak Yisif Aleph and the Mechabas Psak Yisif Yud. In other words, that he says that the Mechabas Yisif Aleph just was Messiah Das for a moment of his own Psak Yisif Yud. That's what the Taz is. But the Shach says that they can be reconciled. So he says, V'nira Lidas HaMechaber, דווקא בביס המטבחיים שם, וכדיעבי הרשבו והרן טיימי, דעמודי עומד נפשי, ונאי צרפונו בקרקע עד שמגיע לאורץ, עומד דווקא כששייך לי מאיר, שנאי צרפונו שורי, כגין דיסלי מידן למשרח, במוקים שמפיר לי מייסי, וכי משמע בפרישי. So he says that this din of the Gemara of Bis Mitbachayim has reference to a specific situation. In other words, they had the slaughterhouses, so on top, so there was something to cling on. So when the bull was dropped from the roof, from the roof of the Beis HaMitbachayim, so that bull, being intelligent and being aware of the fact that he is going to be dropped, so he alerted itself to the situation, and he was determined until he reaches the ground to cling itself to the wall. There were certain cracks, I suppose, in the wall to cling itself. That's why it's not ready. But in any other situation, even if the behemoth alerts itself to the fall, but if it stands for him high, so then it is a trap. That's the shachtas. Now, according to the Taz, so that means that even without clinging itself to the wall, as long as the behemoth alerts itself to the situation, then the behemoth is able to adapt itself. Now, of course, the Taz will have to agree that there is a certain limitation. I don't think that the Taz would say that if the behemoth will be dropped from the Empire State Building, so the Taz would say, since the behemoth knows that it's going to be dropped from the Empire State Building, so the melee, it will adapt itself to the situation. I mean, that's an impossibility. So there is a certain limit. So, all the Taz says that even if it's 10 Tvachim, but there is a certain limit, he wouldn't say that if the behemoth is aware of the fact that it's going to be dropped from the Empire State Building, so that it would become a trade fair. So, what is the limit? That I don't know. But according to the Shach, this din in Sif Yud is limited to one situation where the Sheir has something to cling on. All right. Now, Tziv Beis, Roeim Shedor Sei Odom Biragla, Oy Tor Fili Kese, Oy Sherotzatz Li Behimo, Oy Shener Vel Adova Koshe Chish, Vichim Nof Al Eben, Oy Dova Koshe Al Gufe, Vichim Li Behimo, Imu Bidobo Shei Yish Lochish, Bi Behimo. Bidobo Shei Yish Lochish Bi Behimo. Now, one of the Hungarian Rabbonim, I don't remember his name, but it seems, Rabbi Chiyo Weinberg mentions his tshuva, so from the tshuva it appears that he was a big god. So he answered knocking the behemoth unconscious through an electric current because of the fuller. I mean, of course it was the fuller, because normally, when the behemoth was knocked unconscious, it fell. And there, even though it wasn't from a height, it wasn't necessarily from a height of 10 tvachim, but it wasn't done under circumstances that the behemoth knew. It wasn't done under circumstances, the behemoth didn't know. So the share knows, but there, it wasn't going to be done under circumstances where the behemoth knew. Some mele, it's niflo mamish. But they said that it's possible to overcome that problem. So those who advocated knocking behemoth unconscious, so they said it could easily overcome that problem. In other words, we could first manipulate that the behemoth should lie down and then knock the behemoth unconscious as the behemoth was lying down. Or as the behemoth was lying down to relax, then knock to be mitzamtzim the moment when the behemoth lies down to rest, then Nagmeim unconscious. So then we would overcome the problem. But it seems to me, and maybe some of the Jews, I mean, I didn't go over all the Jews, but maybe some of the Jews mention it, that it doesn't make any difference, because Nifulo doesn't mean Davke, Nifulo from a height. Nifulo means any chvote. And as the Miri says, there are three types of Nifulo. Any chvote. In other words, lafuke, if the risu kivorim occurs as a result of a disease. They're not. But if the risu kivorim occurs as a result of a chvote of a bain, so memele, it doesn't make any difference. So we say, v'cheini nofal even in dovokoshe al gufe, v'cheini beimo. As long as there is a chvote, there is a bend, there is a chvote. Now, when there is an electric current, that's also a very strong chvote. It's a stronger chvote than the chvote of an oven. So memele, it should be also on the score of Nifulo, and especially in view of the fact that the empirical data showed that there was such a change in the lungs and in the meyach of the behema, in many, and in the liver as a result of this electrical, as a result of knocking the behema unconscious through electricity. All right. Nifulo she'omalnu she'chei she'shemo. Im le'omdo oso v'shchiteso. Achetishe be'is le'is. V'imshochto v'sirz manzeh af l'vodkuo u'motzo eiso shleimo mikol ibereo trivo. Vim shoa so be slaves, Varakach shochto, so we bought cock in the get cola, can they get call a holo kule? A holo kule. Mikot kito reish at a yak. So that's the shit's ram. The Rosh is chelik. The Rosh it is, you don't have to be baiting the brain. But the Rambam shit is that you have to be baiting the brain too. So the Gros says, Mikot kito reish, Rambam. Vidayik mi diboye simonima. Alright. Mikot kitoreish ale yerach. So the two pastons, like the Rosh, that the reish does not require tike, but the Mechaber and the Ramo, they pasten like the Ramba, that the reish also require tike. Yes? What? Well, what he means also lishchiteiso, the mechaber did not have in mind the iser about ashkes. When chaber had in mind also lishchiteiso, it means that if you shechted before a misles expires, you're not allowed to eat it. But mimele it follows, since you're not allowed to eat it, so what did he accomplish? So he's in about ashkes too, but. The Mechaber said also he didn't mean Baltashas, because the Mechaber is not concerned now here with Baltashas. All right. Oish, mikot kitoresh ad ayerach, im yimtso batreifes ma'atreifes shemonech acholim. Oish, nisrasik iva mivorim shebifnim, v'nifsido tzorose. Now, he adapted the lotion of the Rambam, nifsido tzorose. Harezu treifo, afim nisrasik iva mivorim, shenitlu ksheiro. So the Mechaber doesn't pass him like the Berkabayis for all. He passes like the Rambam. And most Rishonim agree with the Rambam. Kigen Trul, Kloi, Sarai, Zetreifo. Chutz mi b'Yisarechem, Shim Nisraseik, Harei, Zemeteres. V'asimolim Yitzricham Diki, Shein Amfilem Mamecheses. Now again, he uses the lotion of the Rambam. Mimareches, not Mispar, Mipfarkeses. According to Rashi, he would say, Shein Amfilem Mipfarkeses. Because according to Rashi, risuk means loosening, not crushing. He says, "Shinam filo mimaeches." V'im hukso be'even b'mokim echod, and it's richob tike rak neged amokim shehukso shon. V'loim shalivol. In other words, nifulo is not limited only to a fall from a height. Fall from a height is one type of nifulo. Nifulo means when there is a risuk ivorim or a possibility of risuk ivorim. Resulting from the chvote. So mimele, if the chvote is a chvote of a fall, so then it can affect all the body. But if the chvote is a chvote of an even, so if, let's say, the even was thrown here. So Mehechatei said that there would be a risk of volume here. But it's the same thing as the Fulham. V'imukso be'evem, be'evem u'mok mechot, en etzrich ha'bdike rak teket amokem she'hukso, shom, v'loi b'shorivon. Im omdo teich meis le'eis, dai lo b'bdike, v'davke she'omdo me'atzmo, avol emidu olafkum, yeish l'she'eme, she'kol she'omdo v'holcho afronim tzushino b'ivereo, in cheshi shelo. Kol she'ein hashinu matri b'shobehen. In other words, suppose it's over. And then we are sheikhed. We don't even have to make it decay. But he was machmir. The sheikhed was machmir. He was beidik. And then he saw certain abnormalities. So it's still kshayon. Unless the abnormalities constitute tveifes in themselves. Let's say if he noticed the nekev in the meyach, okay, fine. So let's say if he, the, all the cattle that were knocked unconscious, so they found water in the meyach. They found practically 90% of them. They found water in the meyach. Why is it? I mean, so the doctors didn't want him. So all kinds of theories. But if we find water in the meyach, so there is a deal. It all depends. Under what circumstances it is kosher, under what circumstances it's not kosher. So here too, in other words, if it's holcho, but then he was machmir and he made it decay. And they found certain shinuim, certain abnormalities. So only if these abnormalities in themselves constituted reife. But if these abnormalities in themselves don't constitute a reife, so it's not reife. Kol shin hashinu matri b'shaveim. Holcho ksheiro v'nitzriro v'dike. V'yaf al pi shalo yishua asom yisraiz. V'amedu ha'amurim kishaholcho yiluch yofe kidarko. Avol holcho v'yitzeiro tzricho v'dike. So when do we say that if holcho doesn't require b'dike, if she walks in the natural way, in the regular way, but if she was able to walk, but limping, so then it required b'dike. V'yei shemrin, the anan, so it's much more like this, of course. Holcho v'yitzeiro tzricho b'dike. But you don't have to be shame his race, because it's not gorua tenomno. So in other words, holcho is better than all. So it doesn't even require any bdiki. But, so when do we say that holcho is better than omdo if it's holcho yofi? But if it's holcho v'yitzeiro, to us, in other words, it limps, it's not better than omdo. But it has the value of omdo it has, so maybe it doesn't have to be shale. V'yei shemrim da'anano idel v'kimmo m'bdike v'in lehati rak b'holcho. V'yohche noik. V'loi nikho holcho rak ish holcho da'le dames. Hiluch yofi. Mo ish holcho kelim shenoflo. O ik isho behim. V'im holcho v'hakachin yechilo meilich. Dino kisho misikanis. Suppose at the beginning it was able to walk very well. Then later on it stopped walking. So that's a marik. It's a chidesh. He says as long as immediately after the fall, the behemoth was able to walk without limping, so then does not have a din of the fall. If she never got the amayim, shot me like a mosin, matma mailo, mazamayim, occasionally. Avum shot me mailo, mato, milhamayim, occasionally. We told Dicky, we came with them and we cash him, a halchim, algamamayi, we shoveloi, hari the shot, machmasatu, occasion. Dovko knof of bitelic, we shall say of in erba. Im shnei knof of need, we could be daf.
That's
the deal. Vitakish because of Koragov Shibu. Avon Koragov Chumishoshmapinle is a heishley. Kofta midaita from Mokungovia Harbei. Avon Pishonorim Shinichiloleich. A heishishlo. That's that run. But according to the Shah, it is to be limited to the case where the Behemo knew that it had something to cling on. Otherwise, it is a trade.
Loishne, but the Muhammad doesn't mention it. Loishne kofta mechalin she mekeis, loishne ma'ruba she behem tzagat. Bifichoch im nichol emaylo bo umasle mato in cheishmo. Ganovim she gomvu behemo me'adiyah. Afil ish lichu o meiva vigedea. She govei ameid, ein cheishishi. Mipnei she mechav la'apil al masleo. Ke she tuch aloitz lifneiyem. Lochim bisho she marzir in eiso imachmas chume marzir in eiso. Muteres, mishuchat la'apil al bin ishle afsidu o. Avon nirzehu al machmasir o cheishmo. All right, now, so we just have two small simonim. But you'll be required to know the simen samadale too, because when we learn the Gemara about Chile, and that Gemara in El Trefes is not Gemara on Chile. And as a matter of fact, we went over. I don't know whether we went over all the simen. I think we did. Anyway, you have to know the whole simen. Now, so next week there won't be any shiurim, but I would like to suggest to you that when you decide for the day of the Bchine, you should show consideration towards minorities also. In other words, even if most of you feel that you can take the Bchine on a certain day, but if some feel, even if one feels that it needs a few more days, so it wouldn't be right on your part just to ignore. And I'll give the Prine on the day that he meets the pool of everyone. Because I don't want anyone, you know, to lose out by virtue of the fact that the Prine was taken on Monday rather than on Thursday. And if by taking the Prine on the Thursday of that week rather than on Monday, so at least one will do better, so then it wouldn't be right to pressure anyone to take the prinam the full of. So the Rambam has the lotion Chesato Risuk, she is reitze itzo eiver, viechle machmasan and file, achiti fosse itzo rose viteare. So, what does it mean, tifosse itzo rose? Now, the Rambam's pshat in Risuk is not like Rashi. Rashi's pshat in Risuk means piru kivorim, and the Rambam's pshat is miuch, quashi. But here he mentions tifosse itzo rose viteare. Now, I think that the Pshat in the Rambam is that if, let's say, a behemoth, if the internal organs of a behemoth will become paralyzed, it will not be able to function in any way as a result of ichvote, not if the internal organs of a behemoth will become paralyzed as a result of a sickness, but as a result of ichvote, either because of a fall or because somebody threw a stone, I mean because of a chvote. So then that's called tifosi tzorosi. Because the Rambam says, the Rambam, tzure means form. What is form? Form is that which makes a thing to be what it is. Now, what's the form of a watch? The potential of telling the time. If, let's say, the watch stopped, then it's a gelam below itzion. What the Rambam says, what is the tzure of a human being? What distinguishes a human being from any other animal? So is the seichel, the das, the ability to distinguish between right and wrong, between true and false. So, in other words, tzure is that which makes a thing to be what it is. So, let's say if you have a car. Now, if the car stopped working, so if the car is a gelam b'lo yitzion, because it doesn't have the functioning potential. So, memele, when the Rambam says, v'chisa tu orisuk, she yisrei tzei tzoeiver, v'yechle machmas anufile ache tifosei tzorosei vitoare.
In other words, if as a result of the chloti, so the form is destroyed. In other words, the internal organ doesn't function at all. So that's more chomor than if a certain internal organ is removed. If a kidney is removed, it's not raving. If the spleen is removed, it's not raving. But if as a result of the fall of the chvot, so the kidney stopped functioning altogether, then it is a raving. That's what I think is a pshat now. Now, in connection with the himum al yedei chashmal, knocking the behemah unconscious through chashmal, through electricity. So most of the daily Yisroel asked it. Now, there are a number of reasons as why they asked it. First of all, because experiments were performed upon a number of cattle who were knocked unconscious through an electric current, and they didn't slaughter the cattle. And then many of these cattle did not live very long, and they died shortly thereafter. So, some melee, such a behemoth that was knocked unconscious through an electric current, so is considered to be a misukenis. Now then, one of the gdelim who asked this, so he was the Rov of Weizen, you know, the late Rabbi Shmuel Vashalev, who was dying in Weizen. And when Rabbi Shmuel was dying in Weizen shortly before the Second World War, so the Rov was, his name was Silverstein. Now, his father was one of the gdelim in Hungary. He wrote a number of svarim, Rabbi Shaya Silverstein. He was considered one of the greatest daily in Hungary. Now, so he wrote in Chuve, he asked it, and the reasons that he mentioned Rabbi Shai Zilberstein, the White Snow. So a number of reasons. First of all, he mentioned that it's a misikenes, and he mentioned it is a misikenes. Everybody said it's a misikenes because the experiment showed that many of these cattles who were knocked unconscious through an electric current, through a strong electric current, so did not survive very long. So many misikenes. But he said that he mentioned a Rabbi Negerish. Now we'll soon have that the last Simon Samach. Now, the Mishnah says, "Daf nuchesam beis, achuzas adam v'hamushenes v'amtzunenes v'sheoch lo hardifune v'sheoch lo tzias tanegeli v'sheshosas mayim horoi k'sheil." So he says, "Hamushenes." Rabbi Negerishin says, "Hamushenes smoked. If the behemah was smoked." Dead, so because of the smoke, she became unconscious. That's what it means. Otherwise, just smoke, I mean, it's nothing. I mean, there's a little smoke. It means, so apparently, what Rabbi Negerishin means, Hamushenes hoyso bimokimoshon ve'istak. You know, sometimes, if a person is in a place where there are considerable fumes, so then he'll become unconscious. And, of course, he'll be able to revive him. So this is how Rabbi Negerishin explained the Mishnah. Hamushenes, what's the chiddush k'sheil? Why shouldn't it be k'sheil? Just because she was subjected to a lot of smoke, but she didn't die from the smoke. So what happened to the behemoth? In other words, because the behemoth, on account of the fumes of the smoke, so she became a misikenes. She became unconscious. So the chiddush is that even though she is a misikenes, it's still shame. But anyway, so he said that when you knock a behemoth unconscious to electric current, so it's not less than Mushenes. I mean, Mushenes, the Rabbi Gershon says that it's a Misukenes. Why? Because it's Hoyso Mimokimoshon. Vinistakno. Now, it became because of the fumes, so it became unconscious. Well, I mean, whether this has a bearing or not, I don't know. I mean, but anyway, the best raya is that empirically, I mean, many of these cattle who were knocked unconscious to an electric current, so died very shortly after they were knocked unconscious. Now, the aloha is by Misikenes, so we learned that in Simi Yudzayin. We learned it in Simi Yudzayin. In Simi Yudzayin, that if Misikenes was Nishrato, so it's only Miteres Ba'achile, if there was Pirchus, in which he made movements with the Raglayim, the Yodayim, the hind legs, the forelegs, but otherwise not. Now, this behemoth that is knocked unconscious, and then it's water, then it's Nishrato, so naturally, she doesn't show any Pirchus. She doesn't show any Pirchus, so mainly it's also because she's a Misikenes. Now, but the fact is, now, we learned in Simen Yudzayin, in Lachashrit, that the Shita of the Tur is that if a behemoth was a Misikenes, and then the Sheikhet was Sheikhet and behemoth, and then there was a great flow of dam from the Shrito, a Kiluach, so the Tur Shita is that in itself is considered like Pirchus. But that's the Tur Shita. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass like that. So Mele, in this case, those behemoths that one act unconscious to an electric current, so that brought about a very profuse, excessive flow of blood after you slaughtered it. I mean, that was also observed. But that is only the Tur Shita for the Mechaba Paschus to the country. There, they all said that the behemoth that was knocked unconscious with electric current before Shrite, so is Asuro, because usually when that was done, so what was done, while the behemoth was standing, and as soon as the electric current was made to pass through the system of the behemoth, so the behemoth fell on the floor with terrific blast. So maybe it's the floor mamish. And even though it was less than Yutvachim, but that we learned that if the behemoth was not aware of the fact that it's going to fall, so then even with less than 10 Tvachim, so she is considered as a nifula. And here, of course, I mean, the behemoth was completely unconscious, so certainly didn't know. It was not shayach to say that the behemoth adapted itself, it geared itself, you know, to meet the situation, the danger situation. Some may say, so it's a nifula. But, so some said, all right, it can be arranged that this current should be allowed to pass through the behemoth system while the behemoth was in a lying position, so it wouldn't involve anything. But I think it's, I don't know, maybe I didn't look through all the Jews. So, but maybe they said it, that the passage of an electric current is in itself makes a nifula. Because we see that the nifula does not consist dafke in falling from a certain height. Because falling from a height is one example of a bank. So of a chvote. But if there is another chvote, let's say he could be heaven, or we had, let's say, nechbat al chilag, if a neiv is nechbat al chilagas al I mean not chilagas not because that's not real chvote but im shnei knof of nit bikupita so any chvote or he could be heaven. So in other words if fall from a height is it one type of chvote but any chvote so the passage of the electric current which causes the behemoth to fall with the behemoth standing with such a terrific blast so it's certainly a considerable chvote. So Mela, even if the current was administered while the behemoth was assuming a line position, it's still a chvote, it's still as a din of any fall. Then the Weizner Rov, Rabbi Shai Silverstein, he was a big god. So he said something, this is something remarkable, a big chidesh, I don't know, whether it is so or not. One has to be a real scientist in order to determine that question. He said, since the experiment showed that all these behemoths, and in whom an electric current was administered, so they found blood in the brain, and they found blood and the lungs, and many internal organs, not on all the cattle, but on many of them. So apparently, this electric current has a burning effect. Now, when the Gemara talks of drusa, this is something strange. I don't think.